CliffCentral.com. All right, so there are a couple of people who've been digging around in Kim Jong-un's financial affairs and have discovered a couple of things. Firstly, that he apparently has a whole bunch of illegal operations that's making him billions. And secondly, that he is spending this money on ridiculous things. Yeah. But I mean, as far as world leaders go, who doesn't have an illegal operation or two? Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, Jacob Zuma. It's kind of standard procedure.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, North Korea is one of 34...
billions and billions.
You know, part of me really just wants Donald Trump to just nuke North Korea. I know that sounds horrible and I sound like the most callous guy in the world, but we're all so goddamn soft these days. You know, we're worrying about little things here and there and how we all feel, and I didn't get enough likes this morning. You know what nuclear war would do? It would suddenly reset everyone's bullshit meter.
Well, I'll tell you what the Russian president Vladimir Putin has said about this whole North Korea situation.
Because, yeah, what did he say?
Well, he seems to think that Kim would have the upper hand here if we did have to go into a war. I'll tell you in a second what he said.
Right.
Now let's finish up with these illegal operations. So, North Korea is one of 34 countries in the world that rely on UN handouts so that people can eat.
I don't understand this. If the North Koreans have been so sealed off from the rest of the world, why are we helping them? Like, if we're a member of the UN, why are we helping feed North Koreans? What is that? What business of ours is that?
Because the people of North Korea are not being taken care of by their leader.
So that's not our problem. They have him. They must throw him out.
Now, according to the Mail, they claim that the dictator is able to afford nuclear program funding, as well as an expensive life full of private beach resorts, cars, yachts, big houses, allegedly by hacking banks, selling Viagra, crystal meth, and endangered species.
Wow. What a son of a bitch.
Un could reportedly be bringing in $1 billion per year via his alleged illegal activity, which he chooses to use to improve his family's life and build nuclear systems, sparing no thought for his countrymen, which is why the people of North Korea still suffer to this day.
I don't know why we're helping North Korea. Like, United Nations, I've got to ask you, pick you up by your shoulders and shake you around. Say, all these stupid countries in the UN, why are you helping? Why are you giving North Korea aid? They are patently against the rest of civilization. North Korea hates everybody else. You want to hear a video? This is something I found yesterday on Facebook. You talk about North Korea. Okay. And we'll get back to the Vladimir Putin thing in a moment. You got to hear this to believe it, right? They're indoctrinated from the age of like 2 or 3, these people in North Korea. They're told that America is the great Satan and that nobody there is a good person and that they all just want to kill everybody. And listen to this stuff. It's unreal. So this is how North Koreans view America, all right? To North Korea, America is a mortal enemy that cannot coexist. When I was 12 or 13, I saw two women getting executed in public in my hometown. It was a very traumatic experience for me. And when you turn 15 or 16, you have to get military training. Because if a war breaks out, they also have to fight as well. So, this guy's interviewing a whole lot of North Koreans. I'm not going to play you the whole thing, but listen. Guy says, the interviewer says, thanks for being here. He says, thanks for having me on. The outside world has a lot of questions about North Korea. Because they don't really get to hear directly from North Koreans. The guy nods his head. I hope you can provide some insight into how North Koreans view the rest of the world. When you were in North Korea, the interviewer says, what was the perception of America as a country? The guy says, to North Korea, America is a mortal enemy. And we cannot coexist with them. We need to wipe them out of the planet. Someone that's always trying to invade North Korea. Basically, just an evil being. So he says, what was your idea of an average American back then? Do you have a picture in your head of what an American was? We used to call them Big Nose, he says, because they have huge noses. I always had this image of a soldier with a military cap on. I had the image of this hideous, huge nose, and Scary eyes, from what I saw in posters, like a devil. So that's what I thought Americans looked like. He says, who taught you to think like that? So the guy in the interview goes, well, they do that from kindergarten here. You're taught to smash the American bastards. After kindergarten, there's even a song about destroying those American bastards. Whenever we had intramural sports days in school, there was this activity where they had American soldiers, like a cutout of an American soldier. And whoever went to stab the dummy and ran back the fastest won.
What?
It was like a competition. Also, what I remember from textbooks and all the photos displayed on school corridors is the image of an American soldier hammering a nail into a woman's head. So you could see this is propaganda that is put into these people's heads when they're tiny. And they're taught to hate, first of all, Americans. Now, this is because the paranoia of Kim Il-sung after the Korean War. You know, they divided Korea in half. And the Americans helped the South Koreans, and then supposedly the Russians and the Chinese helped the North Koreans. And it was communist versus capitalist. It was really, in some ways, the apogee of the Cold War. And North Koreans have just never moved on. Technologically, and I'm including the nuclear weapons program, which only really came online in a serious way in the last 10 to 12 years. Because before that, these people were flying planes from the 1950s. And they were driving cars from the 1950s. It's sort of like Cuba and their splendid isolation. You know, where nothing moved on. And North Korea is a terrible place to live. A fascinating place because it is completely sealed off from the rest of the world. They don't get international news. There's no internet. There's no way that they can find out what other countries think of them or what they could think of other countries except what the government tells them. The only communication channels are government controlled. And the government's chief purpose and aim is to maintain totalitarian control. Now, when people use that word, a lot of us get confused. Totalitarian means, the first part of it, total control. It means they want to have control of your thoughts, your words, your deeds. And you can be in a totalitarian state prosecuted in a criminal court for thought crime. In other words, if you thought Kim Jong-un wasn't a great guy, someone could walk up to you in a street, you didn't even have to think it. They could point at you and go, you thought of Kim Jong-un in a nasty way, and
How do they prove that?
Well, you don't have to, because the government don't have to prove a damn thing.
Jeez.
They've got all the cards. It's a horrible place to live. The privations of these people, because they cannot find enough food. It's not a very fertile part of the world. It's very cold in the winter. There isn't enough agriculture for them to be able to feed the entire population. Two-thirds of all the people in North Korea are employed by the military. Two-thirds of all the people in North Korea. It's insane. The head of state is dead. He has been dead since the 1970s, Kim Il-sung. So his son took over as the dear leader. That's Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il died. He didn't maintain a position in the government apparatus, but his father is still the head of state, even though he's been dead since the 70s. Then there's Kim Jong-un, the current incumbent of this dynastic crime family. And he is the one who's pursuing this nuclear program. And as Mabali says to us, this guy is involved in the trade in endangered species. He sells Viagra and crystal meth, and he hacks into banks, or he has people doing this for him. This is a terrible country. We should not be helping them. There is nothing about North Korea that is salubrious and healthy. Nothing at all. Do you know that the average North Korean is a couple of inches shorter than the average South Korean? They're the same people racially. Do you know why? They're undernourished when they're children.
Jeez.
They don't get the right nutrients and minerals when they're growing up. Their education system is so backward. They're basically teaching Marxist manifesto politics from the 1950s that even the Russians gave up on in the 1960s. They carried on. It is totally a social experiment. If you want to try social engineering, you're one of those people who's sick in the head, and you want to see what social engineering would do if you could make people into what you want them to be. Mm. North Korea.
I'm just trying to think what, and if an average North Korean were to somehow get out of that country and travel the world, their heads would probably explode because they've been conditioned to such a point.
Yeah.
It would almost be like when somebody who's been in prison for 20 years is released back into the world and they have to try and figure it out.
Well, you can't get out of North Korea.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If they were able to get out.
If you try, they shoot you. Mm. There's a demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. It's about a mile of fences on both sides, landmines all over it. If you cross, the North Korean guys on the towers will shoot you. If you have family in South Korea, you haven't seen them in 50, 60 years. Forget about it. It's a horrible, horrible way to live. And if you've watched the interview, a lot of that is nonsense,
Seth
obviously.
Rogen movie.
But they, these guys are, there's a lot about it that's absolutely true. They have ski resorts in North Korea. Ben sent me a clip the other day. This amazing,
amazing ski resort.
Beautiful ski resort in the North Korean mountains. You could go there as a tourist, but you have a minder with you all the time. And the minder makes sure that you never see any of the bad things about North Korea. So that when you leave, you can only say nice things. And you're not allowed to film certain stuff. And you're not allowed to take pictures unless they say, okay, now you can take pictures. When you land in North Korea, first thing you do is get taken to the mausoleum where Kim Il-sung is buried, and you have to pay homage to him. You put down some flowers or something. That's your first thing. You get off the plane, that's where you go, straight away. So a lot of people will say, oh, well, this is what you get when you take religion out of society. I say, no, no, no. This is the most religious society you've ever seen. They are all bound up in the absolute worship of the leader. It's an incredible experiment in how to make humans conform, fit them into the box, whether they like it or not. Mm. And the ones that stick out from the sides of the box, you just cut their heads off.
Several days ago, Washington said that they were going to be supplying South Korea with weapons. And between the two of them, they have been conducting these drills. Enter Vladimir Putin, who has now warned that the escalating crisis over North Korea's weapons program risks developing into a global catastrophe with mass casualties.
Wow.
Putin was speaking in China yesterday, and he's cautioned against military hysteria, his words, and said that the only way to resolve the crisis is through diplomacy. He is of the opinion that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has calculated that the survival of his regime depends on its development of nuclear weapons. Kim has seen how Western intervention in Iraq, for example, had ended in the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, after which the country was ravaged by war. And Putin has warned that Kim is determined not to suffer the same fate.
Right. Still, you could press the button now. Donald Trump could blow up every... No, he could. He could nuke five or six. That we know where all the sites are in North Korea. Everybody does. You just have to have Google Earth.
Yeah, but what about the sites that we don't know of that are hidden?
That we know all of them. You can track the movements of trucks and of people. And don't tell me the U.S. aren't doing this. They've been doing it for years. We know exactly where every major facility in North Korea is. There's nothing hidden. The Yongbyon nuclear reactor. I'll tell you what they are. They're on my Google Earth, too. I've been following him for a couple of years, too. You want to know?
No.
No, I'm telling you. I'm gonna read out the names of the most important installations in North Korea, and you tell me if you think that this is interesting. I'm telling you now, this is easy to find out. I'm zooming into North Korea as we speak, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
All right, there is the Taichung Airfield in North Korea. It's just north of Pyongyang. There's the Tumasan Base and Plant in North Korea. There is an artillery battery near the plutonium separation complex in Yongbyon. There's the Sinpo nuclear plant, which is on the, the east, northeast coast. Those are the major installations. And then you find all the places where Kim Jong-un is meant to be hiding, and you blow them up too. I mean, a nuclear bomb, you're not going to have a whole lot of opportunity for mistakes there. This guy is testing hydrogen bombs, people. Can you imagine the devastation he could cause? Forget about America. The world. He doesn't care about anybody but North Korea. Because North Korea is best Korea. CliffCentral.com